So one of the fringe benefits that comes with being a newly inaugurated president is the right to make a musically enhanced entrance to any room for the next 4 years. Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer on how Hail to the Chief became the official presidential theme song.
The words Hail to the Chief first referred not to a president, but to a Scottish chieftain. They come from a romantic poem by Sir Walter Scott called The Lady of the Lake, published in 1810. The poem was so popular it was quickly adapted into a London musical, which before long migrated across the Atlantic to the newly independent United States. The song, possibly adapted from an old Scottish tune, was written by English composer James Sanderson. In America, it was quickly fitted with new lyrics and a new name, Wreaths for the Chieftain, and was first used to honor a U.S. president at an 1815 birthday celebration for the late George Washington. The first time it was used for a living president came when the Marine Band performed it for John Quincy Adams at an 1828 groundbreaking ceremony for the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal. According to the Library of Congress, President John Tyler's wife, Julia Tyler, was the first to ask that the song be used to announce the Commander-in-Chief's arrival. But it was another First Lady, Sarah Polk, wife of President James K. Polk, who requested that Hail to the Chief be played routinely for presidential entrances. According to historian William Seal, Sarah Polk was concerned that her husband, quote, was not an impressive figure, so some announcement was necessary to avoid the embarrassment of his entering a crowded room unnoticed. Finally, in 1954, the Department of Defense made Hail to the Chief the official musical tribute for presidential events. And in case you're wondering, there are official lyrics to the song, although you rarely hear them. They go like this. Hail to the Chief we have chosen for the nation. Hail to the Chief, we salute him one and all. Hail to the Chief as we pledge cooperation in proud fulfillment of a great noble call.
Thank you, Andy Bowers. Splendidly delivered. Andy's a Slate senior editor.